One Texan is being held responsible for the shooting deaths of his wife, their two teenagers, and two of their neighbors, taking out everybody. A woman from Texas was found guilty of murder for her role in the abortion of a pregnant woman. And adoptive parents from Ohio arrested in New York for their alleged murder of their starved and abused child.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Said he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today starts now.
That indeed it does. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of our program. And leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts as well. We do greatly appreciate all of that support. It is Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Wow, today's stories are, you know, we normally do really dark stories, but today just feels gross.
There's an extra level of darkness today, it feels like.
Yeah, you noticed that too. I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Little extra. Lots of murders today for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it's just a murderous
day. And young people.
Yeah, a lot of young people dying and a lot of young people actually carrying out the crimes as well today as well. But
oh, the children are not our future.
I believe the children are future. Well, she's dead. So. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
When Whitney died, everything went to hell. But some dark stuff today. And I have to say, we are operating today. This is actually the first show we're doing with, I don't know how many times I've said new studio on this, on any of my programs, because I've updated them throughout the years so many times. But this is the first. We have an all digital studio now, and everything is sounding a little bit different to me. But it's all up and running, and there's brightly colored buttons in front of me, so it's that just makes it better with the brightly colored buttons.
I'm just impressed that you put this all together yourself. I'm not a radio engineer, but I was very close to one, which we've talked about in some other podcasts.
Yes.
And I know that putting together a control board is extremely difficult and tedious, and good on you for whatever you did, unless it's just plug and play.
It's a little plug and play, but it's more different than the past, because analog, we used to have to do a lot of like physical tweaking. Here I've had to do a lot of digital tweaking, where I've had to like go into programs and change everything around. It took about 2 days. So like literally the last 2 days I've been doing nothing but disassembling the old studio, putting this new stuff together, and then configuring everything. And I was so hoping that this morning when we got together on this, that you were going to come through and it was going to work with the phone, because that's a whole new thing. And thank goodness it did. So it is.
That's here. Amazing. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. There's a slight delay as well, so we gotta get used to that. So continue on.
Well, what I was going to ask was, are you sure it's recording? Because if we do this whole podcast and we have all these wonderful moments, and then at the end you're like, shit.
We are 3 minutes and 55, 57, 58, 59. It is recording. It's recording.
Woo-hoo!
I'm weirded out there because I used to have a giant screen next to me that showed me the wave file going across. And now I just have kind of the countdown clock over here. And then I know it works. It works. It's just, it's more simplistic than things used to be. And I guess I'm not used to that. I'm used to kind of a more complex studio than just beep, 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 done. But so many people are doing podcasts now that there's been an industry created to make things simple for everyone to do this. And in turn, it makes it easier for us who've done this forever as well. It's
amazing.
It's neat. Let's get to our first story. It says one Texan is being held responsible for the shooting deaths of his wife and their two teenagers and their two neighbors. So we got the neighbors in there as well. The suspect of the shooting deaths of five people, including his wife and their two children, have been taken into custody. Shots were reportedly fired near West 8th and Monroe Streets in McGregor around 7:30 a.m. on Thursday, September 29th. According to reports, when police arrived, the suspect opened fire on them. That's usually not the best thing to do. It kind of almost guarantees you're going to die. The criminal suspect, yep. Oh, he was arrested. He didn't get shot. How is that? How?
Would
he, that's a rarity. He must be white. I don't know, but that's kind of my guess. In the report, several people were killed. Monica Delgo Elvis, 38, Miguel Elva, 15, Natalie Elva, 14, Lori Elvis, 47, Natalie Elvis, 20, were named as the victims by the Texas Department of Public Safety. The suspect is Nicholas James Hernandez. I don't know if he's a suspect anymore, considering he was firing at police and killed his family. Allegedly, he was in the... I hate that. I mean, I know we have to say allegedly because he hasn't been convicted yet. But at the same point, you're in the house. You got the gun. Everybody's dead. You're shooting at police. I think it's a safe bet to say you did it. Delgado's...
got it on camera.
I know. Delgado's children included Miguel and Natalie. So he killed his kids, too. Although Delgado and Hernandez were married, he was not the biological father of some of the other children. There are rumored to be three additional kids left behind by Delgado, where Lori Elvis passed away. She left behind two kids. There's a lot of kids. They were fairly active, I guess you could say. Supposedly, Lori Elvis and her sister Natalie Elvis lived in close proximity to Delgado and her children. Their family launched the GoFundMe to honor their memory. And it states that Lori and Natalie were innocent victims in an act of gun violence. According to KWTX-TV, a member of the Delgado family said that Delgado was committed 100% to her kids. Hernandez is being held in the McLean County Jail on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to jail records, as far as we know, more charges are likely on the way. So pretty cut and dry here. I mean, I wish there was more context to this, and not that we're always going to find that out until it goes to court, but what do we, I mean, it's either like total psychological break from reality, or I don't know, as I've been saying on the Ghost Show, on Real Ghost Stories Online, and the Grave Talks, those are two other podcasts that I have, I'm wondering, I mean, is there something else? I mean, this just seems like a total act of evil. And I get like psychology, and you can look at this and go, well, this, you know, didn't work that way. And he has this disorder and that disorder. I mean, I don't know. At what point are we just like, they're fucking evil?
And I do think that's evil. And I think evil, you know, not to get too philosophical, but I think it walks among us. I think there are people who are wandering around that there is nothing behind their eyes. They're shells of people who are walking around. There's no soul. There's no heart. And they're the kind of people who commit crimes like this. And not that this crime is any worse than any other crime that's committed where somebody is killed. But this, we see so many crimes where there's multiple victims. There's kids. It's just horrifically violent. There's nothing that provoked it. It's like, what is going on? I mean, I can understand if somebody reacts in horrible anger and they have no way to control their anger and things just explode. I can almost understand that a little more than what we just described here.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a little more sense. It feels like there's something, I don't know, it feels like almost like there's, this sounds weird, but it's like these people are almost like possessed to do shit like that. And then they kind of did they, sometimes they snap out of it. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just, yeah, they're the shells of people. And you look at their mugshots and you look at, and they don't look human. They look like they're just the walking dead. They kind of look like zombies. And I don't know what to make of it. I know we just go back and say, well, it's a mental disorder or this. Yeah. Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, but I also wonder if there isn't something else, you know, some sort of, and I'm not religious either, but, you know, are there demons? Are there people who are possessed by something? You know, is that what mental illness really is, and how all those, you know, stories came out of you know, about demonic possession and things like that. Is that where that comes from? Is maybe mental illness way back in the dark ages?
And you know, I
don't know.
I think probably that's, you know, mental illness was what they would call, or that's demon, or, and I'm not trying to like go back in time here and like, let's do leeching next. It's
right.
Although I think some hospitals actually do leeching to this day. I think it does help with something. I don't know what, but
yeah, there are some with clotting and things like that. Leeches can absolutely help. They're really medically, I mean, there are medical places that have sterile leeches that you can get. I mean, it's a weird thing.
It's just not for getting the demons out anymore. But I don't know. I mean, but I do wonder, I mean, was there something to that? And there certainly is mental illness. God knows that. And I think we all know that. So I'm never going to say like, you know, all mental illness is demons or something like that. But I do wonder sometimes when things get so horrific, if there isn't a little assistance from something else that's darker, that maybe is playing on someone's mental illness and pushes them that much further. I know we're getting kind of witchy here with all this for the show, but I don't know. It does kind of make me wonder when someone is capable of doing something that fucking horrible.
Well, let me throw a little bit of today reality into our discussion. I was reading yesterday out of Troy, Texas, and this story is from Texas, correct?
Yes. A lot of Texas today, actually.
Yeah, we do have a lot of Texas. This is out of Troy, Texas. A Central Texas mother is warning parents about Hocus Pocus 2,
oh, God.
The sequel to the cult Disney favorite released this past week on the Disney Plus streaming service. Jamie Gooch says a worst case scenario is you unleash hell on your kids and in your home. The whole movie is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices. Do not watch this film. Everybody thinks it's fake and innocent, but they could be casting any type of spell that they want to. Anything could be coming through that TV screen into your home, it says.
What sort of shit did I unleash in my home when I watched Dahmer, I guess, is my question. Because that's right? It's a little more dark than Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
I mean, and I wonder when people like that freak out about things like Hocus Pocus. Do they legitimately believe their bullshit, or is it a narcissism thing? Because, I mean, narcissists are good for getting attention, good or bad. If people are looking at her like she's out of her fucking mind, a lot of them will be like, it's attention. And she certainly has gotten the attention. So, I mean, I wonder, is she truly believing that or what?
Well, it sounds like it because she says, I love everything to do with house and home. I love creating a safe environment for my family and friends to come into. I believe everything starts here. It all starts at home. So beware and be aware of what we're bringing into our homes and our everyday lives. So she believes that there's a spiritual war being waged against homes in America. And it all begins with Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica.
Athena Jamie, they're all fucking evil.
Even though, isn't Bette Midler like really into like the Christian music scene or was at one point in time? Or am I off on that?
No, I think she's Jewish. So oh, okay,
then I'm wrong. I'm wrong on that. Maybe it was just she had several songs that then every contemporary Christian church started playing when they were popular.
Oh, yeah. Wind Beneath My Wings was like the anthem.
Yeah. And I always hated it because it's like, you know, the radio version. Ugh. I remember what it was, the radio. I remember going to church as a kid and then like, and now they're going to do Wind Beneath My Wings. Oh, Tony, that's the one from the radio. And it's like, it's horribly done in every church. It's just like, oh, this, it's not the same when Gertrude and Edna are singing it from the balcony. It's just not
No.
And the organ player is, that's just, I mean, we might as well, you know, let's just play Jesus Is Just All Right. After that, Genesis, by the way, for those of you playing along at home. And I don't know. I understand someone saying, you know, they feel like there's a lot of shit that is thrown at kids these days that really is not for them. I agree. I have a kid. You're constantly shielding them from shit. And at some point you're just got to be like, okay, I'm going to shield from like the uber horrible shit The rest of the shit is almost impossible to shield from. So I'd rather teach and use those moments so she learns good behavior, bad behavior. This is a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Rather than just always shelter. So they can grow up and not fall into that shit. I think sometimes when you over shelter, then they fall into that shit. At least that's been my experience watching friends and such grow up. The ones that were super sheltered ended up being meth addicts. And I still see their Facebook photos where they're going to the same tavern and the same bar that we went to when we were 20 and now in their 40s. And it looks like the same life of high school. And they look rather unhappy, but they were sheltered from everything and went down some bad paths.
They're trying to cope because they were never given any coping mechanisms as a kid. Yeah. Everything was glitter and rainbows and unicorns, and everything was wonderful and great. Yeah. And I don't think you should expose your kids to horrific trauma, but there is something to be said for allowing your child to experience the pain of everyday life. You know, if something bad happens, don't shield them from it. Gently, you know, make them aware of it and help them to cope through it. We do have a bunch of sheltered individuals who are growing up that are now just absolutely traumatized by life, everyday life.
This is how you create a group of addicts. I'm not even saying addicts to the point of alcohol and drugs, which certainly that does play a big role. But we have everybody is almost an addict onto anxiety medications and antidepressants. And you know what? I take them too. So I'm not like singling anybody out here of like, oh, shame on you. I don't take them because I was sheltered. I really wasn't. More so from some shit I've gone through that I deal with that. But I think a lot of people use things of that nature because number one, it's super easy to get. But number two, there was so much damn sheltering. Now no one can handle real life because they weren't prepared for real life by their parents. And then it's just, well, I can't cope with this. I need to take something to help me do it. And either you get onto some antidepressant or anxiety med, or you turn to some sort of substance, or you, as Harper would say, buck up and get your shit together and kind of learn your way through it and work your way through it. You don't always have to turn to something, but it is much harder to kind of mentally work through it without something that's aiding in that process, so to speak. But yes, my daughter does.
It's hard.
Yeah. My daughter does say that. She says that of the snowflakes in school, where she's like, and then this kid had a problem with this or that. I just think, buck up and get your shit together.
God bless her.
Which is funny because I don't say that. She just kind of comes up with it herself.
Oh, well, she's already at the point, Tony, where she's coming up with her own shit. She learned from you and she's leaving you in the dust.
Oh, yeah. She's... I think she'll be a good mom someday. I think she will. She's not going to create snowflakes. The rest of the world will be snowflakes and will be frustrating as hell for all of them and me and her. But it's, another one. A woman from Texas was found guilty of murder for her role in the abortion of a pregnant woman. And yes, the headline is what it is. A 29-year-old woman was found guilty of capital murder for the October 2020 killing of a pregnant mother and her unborn child. Taylor Parker was found guilty of Reagan Hanek's murder on Monday, October 3rd. Reportedly, Parker then snatched Reagan's newborn, Braxlyn Sage Hancock, and she became a newborn because she was still in her stomach. Or she was still.
Oh.
It wasn't like she was carrying the little baby carrier around. She chopped the child out.
Oh, my God.
Authorities believe Reagan's 3-year-old daughter was in the house during the murder. Well, that's a kid that's going to need a lot of therapy if she watched any of this. Or just learning about it is going to be... remember that woman who killed your mom and then chopped your sibling out? And, yeah. Again.
Wow.
Evil or mental illness? There was supposedly a verdict from the jury in under an hour. Well, that's good. I think it was on that jury, like... Okay, the jury can convene. No, we're good. We're good. We all nodded at each other. We're in agreement here. She's horrible. She's guilty. A report that the second phase of Parker's trial has begun, during which the jury will decide whether Parker will be executed or sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Yeah, I think we we can say goodbye to her, and I don't think any love will be lost. The murder trial against Parker lasted over 3 weeks, according to the police. Parker pretended to be pregnant before she murdered Reagan and Braxton by buying a fake tummy online. So this woman,
can do that?
I guess so. It's like Mrs. Doubtfire. She went so far as to buy phony sonograms in an effort to keep her boyfriend from breaking up with her. Oh my God.
Wow.
Because she had a tubal ligation and a hysterectomy, Parker was unable to bear children. Oh, so her fucking idea was to go kill a pregnant woman, steal the baby, and say it was hers.
Ew.
Wasn't that an episode of Full House once? Kimmy Gibbler do that to one of the kids at school? I'm talking the old Full House, not the newer Full House. So back in the 90s.
No, I can honestly tell you, did not happen.
And then Danny Tanner covered up for it all and hit her in the basement. And then I think some inappropriate things went on. And then suddenly Danny Tanner's found dead in a hotel room all these years later. October 9th, 2020, Reagan was murdered. According to the affidavit followed by police, Reagan was discovered on the ground in the living room of her residence, face down, with a significant abundance of what seemed to be blood throughout the house. Parker was stopped and said to be carrying a newborn infant in her lap. According to reports, Parker was attempting CPR on Braxton as the baby's umbilical cord was hanging out of her clothes. Once there, doctors decided Parker did not give birth to the child that was in the custody of the hospital, so they sent the two of them home. KTAL announces at Reagan's trial, Dallas County Medical Examiner Dr. Melinda Flores testified that Reagan had been stabbed over 100 times, including 39 times in the scalp. How do you get... Is it a stab in the scalp? I mean, how do you get... That'd be a fucking hard, sharp knife. Or is that just like a... Is that a scrape to the scalp? Because I'm thinking, stab, wouldn't that have to like penetrate the bone?
Yeah, it would have to. And you can penetrate bone, but it would take an intense knife and a lot of strength to do it
39 times. What I mean about some of the evil weirdness in some of these cases. Yeah. 39 times through the scalp, that's like inhuman force, unless you're like a bodybuilder. And I don't think this woman was a bodybuilder or had that sort of force. This is fucking weird. The autopsy also revealed that Reagan's neck contained a scalpel. And that's our story.
Oh my God. So I went to another source and I'm reading about this.
Yeah.
It was doctors in the emergency room that were like, something is suspicious with this chick. She allegedly just had a baby, but she refused to let a doctor examine her. And it looks like, you know, once the doctor finally was able to see some things, she didn't just have a baby. There's evidence of you just having a baby. Things are not going to be okay down there. Okay.
It appears you don't have a uterus. So we're not quite sure how this happened for you to have the baby. But I mean, what?
Ugh.
Number one, I mean, you go, there's so much wrong with this. And there's so many, obviously, yes, there is mental illness involved here. But again, I kind of go, is there evil too? Because there's just too much wrong with this.
To stab somebody 39 times in the head.
Yeah.
That's got to take where you're stepping outside of your body, because at some point, don't you go, God, this is hard, or this is wrong, or something? There had to have been some sort of takeover of this person's body and some, or their mind in some way to continue with that. Because, I mean, like, tap your hand 39 times, that's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot with a butter knife into a watermelon. Do that 39 times in a row and tell me if it's easy. Or do it with a sharp knife. Do it with a really fucking sharp knife into a watermelon. It will be a lot more difficult than going into a skull. But do that 39 times in a row and say that this is easy to do.
And normal behavior. At some point, you're going to go, okay, this enough.
And how do you
know? So that's just a lot to be doing to another human being and not having any awareness of this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. What the hell?
I know. It's completely insane. Utterly.
This is a disgusting story. And it sounds like the two women knew each other too, according to the other source that I looked up. It says Reagan Hancock and her unborn baby were selfishly killed by someone that Reagan considered a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes it up to another level, doesn't it? Because this isn't just a stranger who found a pregnant woman and said, I'm going to get this one. It was somebody who actually knew how this woman was preparing to have this baby in her life.
I want to hear the story of the boyfriend. The boyfriend that she apparently was trying to pretend she was pregnant for.
Yeah.
Like, what's the story there? It was, you know, was she apparently no way, shape or form intimate or I don't know, just if you're living with, I don't know if she's living with him or not, but you do kind of end up seeing each other naked or close to, even if you're not about to have sex, you know, just living life. You know, like getting changed and things of that nature. I want to know, how did he not catch on that she's wearing a prosthetic baby bump?
Well, yeah. And hey, can I feel can I just feel your belly? And it's cold. Yeah. I mean, come on.
My question is there a boyfriend even? Or is the boyfriend, you know, really distant and also on something or out there and has no clue? I'm gonna guess probably more in that direction of things, where he's basically a blob of flesh that's just kind of like, oh, she's pregnant, and she doesn't want her to break.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's disturbing. Adoptive parents from Ohio. Oh, we're getting out of Texas for this one. Adoptive parents from Ohio were arrested in New York for the alleged murder of their starved and abused kid. Last week, police in Ohio arrested a man and a woman in connection with the death of one of their children who had been severely malnourished and abused over a period of years. On September 26th, the Clinton County Sheriff's Office and the United States Marshals Service stated that they had discovered and arrested Catherine and John Snyder II, both 51 years old, on an outstanding warrant from Springfield, Ohio. Catherine was named the suspect in the news announcement, although rumors suggest that both of them are responsible for the death of their son, Adam Snyder, who was 8. According to records from the Hamilton County Court, Catherine Snyder is being charged with 26 crimes, the most serious of which include murder and aggravated murder, as well as endangering the lives of minors. The news station WXIX has reported the charges against John are the same. WCAX-TV reports that between 2017 and 21, Catherine and John called the Clinton County home. They were likely in town at the time of their arrest to see friends or family. According to reports, Adam Snyder passed away in 2016, and his alleged violent death was deemed to be homicide caused by blunt force trauma. Now, WCAX reports or says that the children of Catherine and John also showed evidence of maltreatment and malnourishment. Experts hired by Catherine and John have reportedly told WXIX that the child died of basically septic shock, which is a medical speak for blood poisoning caused by germs. 2 years of torture apparently came to an end around the time of Adam's death as well. One of John and Catherine's children was born to them. Rumors have it that they adopted 5 more. 5 other kids were taken into custody by the Hamilton County Department of Jobs and Family Services. The pair are still being held in New York and will be transferred to Ohio via extradition. The couple, if you look at their pictures, they look crazy. They don't necessarily look like meth heads, but they look crazy. They look like, I don't know, the type that may be interested in joining or running a cult, just from the looks of it, or interested in collecting money from the state and the government for having 5 children under their quote unquote care.
Yeah, they look like somebody that I wouldn't want to spend any time with. Yeah. And, you know, that couple at a party where you're like, hey, hi, how are you? And then they start telling you things that you never wanted to know is what they look like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, several years ago, they remind me of a couple that I actually met several years ago. I was in Wichita had a neighbor that was rather religious, and one of the kids was friends with them. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. They wanted to go caroling at Christmas with their... He was actually a pastor. He wanted to go caroling over in kind of a neighborhood that wasn't that far away, but it was kind of an underprivileged neighborhood. And...
Please tell me that they were going to be wearing like the full caroling outfits, like the Victorian things with you know, the little things that you put your hands in.
Yes, we did. And I actually dressed as a jester. And then I ran up to the doors and did some jokes and such before the caroling began. It was the opening act. No, we actually just wore normal clothes. And I really kind of like, okay, we'll come along because you don't know what to say. Like I, because they already prefaced it like, what you got going on Wednesday night? Like, I don't know. Why don't you come caroling with us over here? I'm like, oh, okay.
Shit, I should have said I was busy.
Yeah, and like, okay. It's like, and I should have been packing as well because it wasn't like the greatest of areas that we went to. We went to one house, and I guess it's a member of their church, and they invited us over to the, they have like a shack in the back. So a shack in the back. Come on back, kids. And we went back to the shack in the back and they had like cookies and kind of Christmassy stuff for us. And then there was like shitload of kids running around. And these were kids that were not with us initially on the journey of caroling. And I'm wondering like, where are all these kids from? And then I find out, they adopt a lot of kids. And I'm just thinking,
oh,
how? Like, they don't, I don't know if it's adopt or they do adopt, but they foster a lot as well. And if you have the means to foster and you can be a good foster parent, God bless you. That's wonderful. If you're not, you have no fucking business doing it. Because the children are not a fucking payday. Although a lot of people seem to look at it as that. And they flat out looked at it like that. Because I was sitting there enjoying my pretending to drink the hot cocoa from the hot cocoa dispenser that looked like it probably hadn't been washed since 88. And I said, so, you know, a lot of kids here. Is this like nieces and nephews or something? Like,
oh, no, those are our adopted children. And we have 8 of them right now. And they just kind of run around and they all looked
very malnourished. They all looked not in the greatest of conditions. And I don't know, you know, if this is, I didn't know what to say. I mean, this church is like, he's there. He sees them, I guess, on a weekly basis. And I'm like, you know, is this because of the home that they came from and now they're here and now they're getting better taken care of? I don't know. But then it continued on. Oh yeah, we like to adopt those kids because it gets us those checks every month, and it helps out with the expenses. So
he actually admitted that?
Yeah. Flat out.
Oh my God.
The woman, and I don't know if they were married because it didn't seem like they didn't feel like a couple. They almost felt like brother and sister, or I don't know, partners in crime in some way, shape, or form. And she was a little more elusive about it. He was flat out like, I like the checks. And I'm just like, oh, it's a Christmas miracle.
That's a new kind of gold digging. I mean, that's,
it goes
shit.
On. It goes on all the time, though. And that's,
wow.
That's the real scary part about all that. So
that's so sad. And, you know, back to our story.
Yeah.
I don't want to see any child harmed or killed, but I'm a vet tech, and sometimes you see animals that are mistreated and they need to be put down, and they do get put down and you feel sad about it. But sometimes death is a good thing versus continuing to exist in whatever environment you're being forced to exist in that isn't good for you, and your quality of life is absolutely horrific. Sometimes death is a blessing.
You're not saying death to the children, though.
No, but No, and don't take it that way. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm glad this child died by blunt force trauma. No, oh my God, no. But looking back at the story, I kind of go, that's really sad that this happened. This is awful. I'm glad that this kid isn't still alive and dealing with all of this.
Like, if he was alive, would he just continue a life of being abused and torture and have even more?
Exactly. Yeah. And if that's the alternative,
if that's the only choice,
right, exactly. I would rather that they not be around and be spared this horrific pain. And that's what I meant. Like, oh yeah, kill all the children. No, my God, no.
Well, I've known you to call on death of children quite often, but I'm kidding.
No, first of all, though, I'm not a fan of children, which makes me sound like out of the Hocus Pocus movie. I don't have any children. I have animals, and that's my choice. And more power to people who are parents and can do it. I knew that I couldn't, so I chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's my personal choice. But I know that about myself. And I'm great around kids. Kids actually like me, which is a weird thing because I'm like, dude, you get your dirty diaper away from me. But I'm not weird and sadistic with kids. I just, they're not my thing. I've never babysat. I've never changed a diaper. It's not my thing. Let somebody else do that. But if you've got a cat or a dog, we can talk.
That's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you know who you are, and that's good. With something like this, if there needs to be obviously the answer, and I don't know how you implement such a thing, because we already have a system where there really isn't a good solution if a child has to go into some sort of care other than the care of the parents, if the parents are unable because maybe they're killing their children or whatever else they're up to. It's a scary place for them to go to because it's not the greatest place. And unfortunately, the reality is a lot of homes that are going to be stable and safe, they're going to bring a child into it, especially if they're a little bit older and not an infant. But even as an infant, there's still trauma there. My neighbors had that, and they kept their kids the whole time. They grew up, and they're not, they got problems. Once the trauma's done, it's done. But you're going to be dealing with a child that's not in any sort of environment they're familiar with. So it's like taking an animal into a completely opposite environment and expecting it to, get along now like all of us do. And we're in this good, happy place. And then it turns into, I want to take this child back. And that's where you hear those stories of those kids. Like, I went from home to home to home to home to home. And rather than doing that, we don't have a system in place. Well, instead of just bumping the kid everywhere, let's help this kid. Let's get some mental health help going on here so this doesn't occur. But then it's like, well, you're the adoptive parent, so that's on you and you to pay for that. And this, like, no, let's push some resources over there. We have the billions and millions to send to every other fucking country in the world for every crisis that they have going on. Can we please try and pick some of our shit here? That would be lovely in some sort of realistic way. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be helping other countries, but for the love of God, we just seem to be like write open checks all the time to everybody else. And here it's like, well, it's there's a bill that's going on with this, and it's been on the docket for the last 12 years. Yeah. Meanwhile, a whole generation is like grown up and turned into fucking lunatics. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, you've got poor kids who are in school and they're relying on, you know, the school lunch as their only meal of the day because mom and dad have no money. There's just so many things that just seem to fail kids in our country. And I wish we could get a better handle on it. Whether it's foster care, whether it's, families that can't feed their kids.
Yeah.
We need to get a handle on it because those are things that create really dysfunctional adults when they grow up.
And it just gets enabled left and right. And I feel we never will. I think we're too far down the road. My prediction is a lot of us who did have a good handle on life and have been fortunate enough to not have to deal with those sort of struggles and such are going to end up dying in another country. meaning we're going to get, there will be a mass migration out of here, probably not that far down the road, quite honestly.
Well, I've looked into Canada. I mean, personally, I'm kind of a Canadian anyway, mentally. I grew up in Minnesota. I mm-hmm. feel very Canadian in a lot of ways. And I've looked at Canada mm-hmm. just to get out of the United States. But Canada has its own problems.
It does. So, every place. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know where to go. I don't know where I'd be happier. I have no clue. But I just kind of feel like things are going such down a weird road here where everything is like the upside down and things make no sense whatsoever. I just don't know what to say. The other day, I was speaking of people that just don't know how to handle, I don't know, life or just problem solving, basic fucking problem solving. I was in a car wash the other day. I wanted to try a new one. So I go there, go through the thing. And at the end, there's a bunch of crap still on my windshield. So I go around again. I'm like, hey, you know, my windshield still has all this stuff on it. You know, can you use the gun? Because they have the gun and they sit there and they shoot it before you go in. And he's like,
oh, sure.
He's like, that's not my job. I'm like, I'm like, did I misunderstand you? And he's younger, but still, at least in the mid 20s, I would say. I said, well, I mean, this is a car wash. I mean, do you not do the, am I misunderstanding something here? Like, do you guys not like do that? The machine does everything. Well, then what's the gun there that the guy over there is using on that car? Well, yeah. I can try that. I tried it on yours. Well, no, you shot like my windshield for 2 seconds with it and only did one side. I was in the car. Well, I think all that stuff's on the inside of your car. Bird shit. Are you saying that like all this bird poop on my windshield is in the inside? So, and I'm like just being, I'm being nice, but I'm just throwing it back and explaining what he's telling me. I said, sir, are you telling me that birds got in my car and projectile shitted on my window from the inside?
I want to see that.
And he's like, well, I there's only so much I can do. It's not my job. I tell you what, I'm going to go above and beyond here. I'm going to go above and beyond. Okay. And I'll spray it again. Okay, thank you. But I'm going above and beyond. I'm like, it's a car wash. Isn't that kind of the, it's not my job. I said, well, okay.
It is your job.
I'm like, it is, but thank you. And I go through, still not, doesn't do it well at all. Just go, it's still everywhere. I'm like, I'm going to keep playing this game. I'm going to go back around again. He's like, what do you want?
No, you didn't.
What do you want? And I said, I'm sorry. You know, I was trying to give this car wash a chance, but I don't know what to say here. I'm just wanting to get my car clean. That's the purpose of coming here. Otherwise, I just wash it at home. And I'd like to get this cleaned off my windshield. It seems like some of your colleagues over there are doing that for other vehicles, but you're not. Can I have them do it if you don't want to do it? I'll go above. I hear you. I don't own the place. It's not what I do. It's not my job. Okay. But I want to get my car washed. So what do we need to do to solve this problem? Because it's not on the inside. I'm here. I just paid. I'd like to get the car washed. What do we need to do here now that I'm the customer in the line at the car wash? I'll tell you what I do. I'll use a rag. Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good. I'm glad we got to this point. But again, above and beyond, man. Above and beyond.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't think you know the definition of above and beyond. I think if you like went slightly above anything, you'd probably die. Because the amount of stupidity there, the amount of not understanding how to function in life in your job is... This is what we have. This is the workforce that is out there that is kind of young and entering. And there's plenty of good ones too, but there's a lot of this shit. And we're wondering, well, why is there nobody working anywhere? Well, a lot of them, you know, they were getting paid to stay at home. But a lot of them, I think a lot of business owners are like, I don't fucking want them. It's easier not to have them because they do this sort of shit to my business. And then customers talk about it. And
yeah. Well, and do you know what it's like to work with people like that? I've worked with some people like that, and not many. And I've worked with some wonderful people, so don't get me wrong, but yeah. I've worked with some people that were you just stare at them and go, how do you get up in the morning? How do you, when your eyes open, do you know the next step? I mean, are you reading a manual about how to get out of bed?
Yeah.
Because they're that dumb.
I know. And you know what? I feel like I left the workforce with other human beings right before a lot of this really went into high gear about 10 years ago. Yeah. And now I just yep. see it as a customer because I just work for myself in my home and I don't have to deal with this shit unless I go out and want to experience the joys of the world. And I have not honestly worked with anybody that dumb, but it certainly gives me incentive to stay doing what I'm doing and never go work in the workforce again.
No, I don't think you should, because the tolerance that you have to have for stupidity and not just with the customers, yep. but your coworkers, where you just sit there and you're like, there is not enough Tylenol for the headache you create for me. I don't know how you fucking function in the real world.
I think my head would explode. I already have a low tolerance for stupidity.
Yep.
And this was like, I guess, old school stupidity, which may be considered smart now. But today's, holy shit, it's on a new level of, I don't even know what to call it. Because it's not mental illness. It's just like super, super low IQ or something. I don't know what. It's kind of like, was there something in the water? Did everyone get dropped on their head? Was there like a lot of fucking... fluoride in the water or something that really went to everyone's brain? And I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised though if at some point we do look back and go, well, it turns out that the chemical that was in Happy Meals or insert you know, convenience food item here that everyone has likely consumed at some point in their life had really fucked with the brains of children, and now this is what we have, is this kind of semi-mutant, semi-not group of people that are functioning around our society. Because this is what it feels
like. Tony, is there a reason that you brought up Happy Meals? You heard about them recently, haven't you?
I did see there's an adult Happy Meal, and I still don't understand what it's all about.
I don't either.
It's the something flea market Happy Meal, or and if you look at the characters, they have double eyes. It looks like you're really tripping out looking at them. From what I understand, yes. It's like a graphic type thing where people have bought this flea market stuff. I sound so old. I don't know. It's like adult Happy Meal. I still don't get it. What's the point?
Yeah, I don't get it either. And there's a toy in there. It's like a retro toy. And I'm thinking people like, my age don't want that shit.
It's like a retro toy on acid, because the characters look like you're tripping. And even when if you're not tripping, it looks like you're tripping. And like, what the fuck is this? Like the fucking, is there like a fucking strip of acid in the Happy Meal as well? Is that part of the toy? So you sit there and, oh, look, it's great. I don't know. That is another weird one where I have to sit there and go, what? Why? And I guess it
seems like a money grab. I mean, remember when the Minions were in the Happy Meals? Mm-hmm. I actually went and got Happy Meals. I love Minions. I've got a couple of the little figurines. To me, that was fun. But this adult thing, I'm just looking at it going, it's a hamburger and some fries and a drink and a weird ass toy that I really didn't want in the first place. No.
I don't really. And whatever the theme is, I don't feel like it's mainstream enough for every adult to understand it. Cause those of us who, I don't know, are over 30 and are like employed and have lives. I don't know what that is. And maybe it's younger folks do. Cool. But it doesn't seem to speak to me in any way, shape, or form. Do something that's like everyone gets, you know. Do, if you're gonna do a theme, do like a Walking Dead Happy Meal. Do a Dahmer Happy Meal. There you go. I would get into a Dahmer Happy Meal. I'd be fucking lining up for that. I would totally love a Dahmer Happy Meal.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
A Dateline Happy Meal where you can collect different characters or different murderers that were featured on that edition and that season of Dateline. That I would love that. I'd be getting Happy Meals every fucking day if there was that.
Not oh my God.
Fucking trippy grimace that looks like he's going to fucking eat you. That's no.
Yeah.
So it's a bridge.
I don't want him sitting on my bedside table at all. No.
It's a bridge.
I wake up with a screaming nightmare.
Bridge too far for me. That's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Go press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts as well. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.